The physicist might conclude that this constant of 1.99 calories per minute per square centimeter had been fine-tuned by God for man's benefit. More skeptical physicists on Earth Prime might argue that such constants are eventually going to be explained by the final laws of physics, and that it is just a lucky accident that they have values favorable to life. In fact, both would be wrong. When the inhabitants of Earth Prime finally develop a knowledge of astronomy, they learn that their planet receives 1.99 calories per minute per square centimeter because, like Earth, it happens to be about 93 million miles away from a sun that produces 5,600 million 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 calories per minute. But they also see that there are other planets closer to their sun that are too hot for life, and more planets farther from their sun that are too cold for life, and doubtless countless other planets orbiting other stars, of which only a small portion are suitable for life. When they learn something about astronomy, the arguing physicists on Earth Prime finally understand that the reason why they live on a world that receives roughly 2 calories per minute per square centimeter is just that there is no other kind of world where they could live. We in our part of the universe may be like the inhabitants of Earth Prime before they learn about astronomy, but with other parts of the universe instead of other planets hidden from our view. I would go further. As we have discovered more and more fundamental physical principles, they seem to have less and less to do with us. To take one example, in the early 1920s, it was thought that the only elementary particles were the electron and the proton, then considered to be the ingredients from which we and our world are made. When new particles, like the neutron, were discovered, it was taken for granted, at first, that they had been made up of electrons and protons. Matters are very different today. We are not so sure anymore what we mean by a particle being elementary, but we have learned the important lesson that the fact that particles are present in ordinary matter has nothing to do with how fundamental they are. Almost all the particles whose fields appear in the modern standard model of particles and interactions decay so rapidly that they are absent in ordinary matter and play no role at all in human life. Electrons are an essential part of our everyday world. The particles called muons and tauons hardly matter at all to our lives. Yet, in the way that they appear in our theories, electrons do not seem in any way more fundamental than muons and tauons. More generally, no one has ever discovered any correlation between the importance of anything to us and its importance in the laws of nature. Of course, it is not from the discoveries of science that most people would have expected to learn about God anyway. John Polkinghorne has argued eloquently for a theology placed within an area of human discourse where science also finds a home.